V7504 at Lombard and Jordan eastbound.
7504, how can I help you?
I have a guy who a car on the bus who's holding a hatchet and don't feel comfortable, so I'd like to get some assistance.
Okay. Has he said anything to you, or what is he doing other than holding the hatchet?
He's not doing anything. He's just holding the hatchet. I think it's in his pocket now.
Okay. Gray area here. Is it a hatchet, like a large hatchet, or a knife?
Like a hatchet. The type you chop wood with.
Okay, is he the only one on the bus?
He's not the only one on the bus, no.
Okay, I would pull over at the stop and I would make a loud announcement that there are no weapons allowed on public transportation and that and see if he deboards the bus.
All right, so I don't feel safe doing that. He's not violent or anything, and I'm already meeting with a soup at the Hollywood TC, so I could go down there and they could handle it.
Well, I took the call from you earlier. He was a sleeper, and you're not actually meeting a supervisor at Hollywood TC. The option that I gave was that when you got to Hollywood TC, I wanted you to ask him if this is where he wants to get off, or if not, you need to have an actual destination because you are done.
Different guy, though.
Okay, so this is not the same sleeper.
No, it is not.
Well, technically, machetes and things like that are yard tools, and unless he's being aggressive with it, it's not against the law. We can't do anything other than keep an eye on him. Like, if he's not waving it around or he's not acting aggressively to where he's showing symptoms of being unstable, there's not much we can do.
Alrighty, understood. I'm just going to keep driving then.
If he starts, you know, exhibiting some unnormal behavior, definitely pull over. Give us a call, whether it be from the bus or from an alternative phone if you don't feel comfortable, and we can get somebody to you. But we can't just get somebody to you if he's just got it and he's not bothering anybody.
Alrighty, good to go.
Perfect, thank you. 1652.